Alrighty, so now we're moving on to a new thing. So the new topic, and this is basically the topic for the next lots of months, hopefully, is basically, if you tell anyone you're doing the second parak of Kedusha, they'll say, oh, shlichas. So, I mean, so far we haven't really been doing shlichas, I mean, parenthetically, but not as a mechanism of shlichas. We were just doing boyos and shul. We really didn't Kedusha until now. But now we're going to take a detour, and it's almost involves Kedusha parenthetically, but it's really sugyas about shlichas. Okay, this is where the sugyas, shlichas are, the source of shlichas. So, because our Mishnah says that you can marry a woman in a ba'u b'shlucha. So the Gemara just asks a simple question. Shlichas min olam. So where do you know shlichas? Okay, so, yes, so shlichas min olam. Okay, so the Gemara says shlichas min olam. Where do we know shlichas from? So it says, D'tanya. So let's get the pasuk. The pasuk is in Dvarim. So, yes. So, Kigach is Yisho Bala, Vayam Losses and Chai Beina, Kimat Sabai Vastava, Vachasva Sefer Krisos, Vinasan Biada, Vishilcha, Vivesa. Okay? Mapike. So, he'll send her out from his house. Okay? Vishilcha Mibesa. So, some make it, right? Some make it. You don't like the woman, you basically write her this gat, and you send her out of your house. Okay, fine, and then she goes to someone else, and the next guy says again, v'shilcha mibeso, the second husband, fine. Okay, so the Gemara wants to know, so how do you know shlichas? So it says, d'tanya v'shilach. And lame, she also says, shliach. Works out. Shilach, shliach. Sounds the same, right? So Rashi says, not that simple. But it's not just the word, but it's sort of his. Well, let's say he says v'shilach. B'gerushin says v'shilcha mibesel. He sends her from his house. Umi delokasav loksav v'girsha, and it didn't say and he drives her out. Right? It says he sends her out. L'lamdenu ba is to teach us. He comes to teach us. That a man could make a shliach to bring the get to his wife. So far so good? Okay, so it says the fact that it doesn't say v'girsha, it says v'shilcha, teach you that you make a shliach. Again, it's hard to understand exactly. I mean, is it because the word v'shilach implies shliach? Like, what's the difference between v'girsha or v'shilcha? So I'm going to say to explain. Apparently, you would have said one thing if it said v'girsha, teach you a different thing if you say v'shilcha. Okay. So now it says, that shows you can make a shliach. So it says, v'shilcha milamet shehi osa shliach. So then it doesn't say v'shilach. It doesn't really say v'shilach, by the way. It says v'shilach. The puzzle doesn't say v'shilach. It just says v'shilcha. But I guess it's v'shilach osa. So v'shilach is in hilsah and tar. So v'shilach is supposed to be girsha. But then v'shilcha, so Rashi says, so if you read it with a mapike, it means he sends her. But if you read it without a mapike, v'shelcha means she sends. She sends. Right? So she sends, that would mean she could send. So it means she could use a shliach. So I guess the ksiv, even though the kri is a shelcha, mapike, the ksiv, there's no mapike in the Torah, right? It never is. So if the ksiv is just v'shilcha that she sends, so if you read it that way, so then it would be that she could send. So then it teaches you that she could make a shliach. Obviously this is a lima, because pshat is v'shilcha mibeso, she's not sending from it, she's the one who's being sent out, she's not sending. So it's a lima though, I don't know exactly the lima, but what should it have written? V'shilach osa maybe? V'shilach, but it's v'shilcha, he sends her. Yeah. So I don't know how you would have written it, but maybe you should have said v'shilach osa, but I mean, that's not a problem, that's not a kasha. I don't know, there's some limbo here. Okay. Then it says, fine, so that teaches you that she could make a shlech. So apparently, if you knew that he could make a shlech, you wouldn't know that she could make a shlech, right? That's what you see. It's apparently there's a separate step. Even if I know he could do shlech, I'd still say she has to do a ba'atma. Teaches you a separate limbo, teaches she could make a shlech. And then, v'shilach v'shilcha, so it says b'shnei pam ne'amar b'enyan. So it says v'shilcha two times. So it tells you two times to teach you that not only could you make a shliach, but the shliach could then in turn make a shliach. So that's another Amir, apparently. Even if I knew that she could make a shliach, I wouldn't think that he and she can make a shliach. I wouldn't think that the shliach itself, himself, herself, whatever, can make a shliach. And even the shliach can make another shliach. It says v'shilcha two times. Pasuk, and it says two times. In Pasuk Aleph, it says, v'nosem yadav v'shilcha mibeso. And then v'snei yoshayin and gimel, v'snei yoshayin v'chotzev v'asei v'kutz v'nosem yadav v'shilcha mibeso. Okay, v'nosem yoshayin v'shilcha l'isha. Fine, so it says v'shilcha twice. So I don't know how else I could have written it again. Maybe you'd say you don't have to repeat it because you already know that he sends her forth. You already told her before that's what get is. So apparently it's repeated, so it's teaching you a new, it's an additional v'shilach that you didn't have to say. So it's teaching you that it's a new shliach. Who is the new shliach? Must be the shliach to make a shliach. I guess let's start with the first one, right? So we'll start with the first one. It says, if it would have said v'girsha, then I'd say you can't do a shliach. Kamash Balan says v'shilcha. So that teaches you that you could use a shliach. So the question is, what's the avinu maskana here? And what's the, it sounds like a word game. I mean, what's the difference? It's like a forceful type of action. There's actually just like another question, is that wouldn't it sound from Rashi here? So it's almost as an unspoken premise in this Rashi. What's the unspoken premise in Rashi? Which Rashi am I talking about? The Rashi is v'shilach. Which is v'gerishin k'siv v'shilcha v'meisa. V'nloch k'siv v'girsha l'amdenu ba.
That it should have written Girsha.
And since it didn't, so it must be trying to teach us something. But where did that premise come from? Because it's called Girsha? I mean, could it be called Shiluchim? And where did that name come up? You know, like, why is that? Where did Rashi come to that? Like, the Torah should have written, it's Akasha. Why didn't the Torah write Girsha? And why should it have been Gerson? What's wrong with Shilach? What's the different choice of words? I mean, why? It sounds like it's saying is the more appropriate word really should have been Gerson. Grusha, the Gersha. But it didn't write that. It wrote Beshilcha. So, that must be teaching us something. It must be teaching us that a Shilach works. Still, anyways, either way, I mean. Okay, so that's a good starting point. So, Danny says is that when you send the lashon of a divorced woman, it's like, right, it's not like you're sending a letter. You know, you just send out a letter. You don't send out your wife. It's, you're divorcing her. You're driving her away. I don't know if divorce means. Whatever. Let's use the word. You drive her away. You know, it means like there are positives. Kimatsu ba'ervas davar. There's a fight. She's doing something wrong. But in general, this is not a very, friendly sending, passive, It's usually has a connotation of force. You know, you're sending her away. This is it. I can't handle you. Get out of here. That kind of thing. So the idea is, so the appropriate terminology should have been the girsha, right? That's what you're saying. And the Torah didn't do that. So that must teach us something. Now, let's say the Torah did write that, then what would you have said? What would you have said? It almost sounds, by the way, like, just on what you're saying before I get to that other point, is like, it's like sending out sounds like, okay, I'll send you out, then you'll come back, and then I'll send you out. Like, it doesn't have, like, Vigirsha is like, there's a certain permanence in the thing also, you know? It's like Sefer Krisos, it's called, right? Like, you're cutting ties. It's like, it's not just like sending her away. It's not just sending her, it's like you're driving her out. So there's like a certain, like a break here, forcefully driving her away.